Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm with Claire Alton at the Citizens Advice. And Claire, today we're going to talk about Volunteers Week, which is coming up very soon.
It is. It's coming up between the 3rd and the 9th of June. It's a national celebration of volunteers across all sectors. But obviously we are a charity, and our charity is assisted by a number of volunteers. And it's our opportunity to say thank you very much to them for what they do and the time that they give to us.
This society couldn't survive without volunteers, could it?
Absolutely not. No, we are a volunteer-led organisation. We've got around 65 volunteers who give us time in so many different roles. They give us time as receptionists, as admin people, you know, advisors, people on the telephones. We have trustees who are volunteers. You know, in comparison to paid staff, our volunteers far outweigh and the service that we're able to give to our clients and the availability of our offices is really dependent on our volunteers. So yeah, we're very grateful to them for the time they give us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm speaking here for Shine Radio, and every single person in Shine Radio is a volunteer. And, you know, the radio station would just not be there without what we do as volunteers. And likewise, I think we all love doing it, and that's why we're there. And I guess it's the same for your volunteers that you have here.
Absolutely. I think people find it very satisfying. You know, there is training involved. It does use the grey matter. And for some people, that's what they're looking for. Lots of people come and volunteer for lots of different reasons. And as I said, if you are thinking, oh, I don't want to really do the advice side of things, there's always stuff kind of behind the scenes that we need help with. But yeah, people do get a great deal of satisfaction out of it. And just even if you've made a difference to one person's life, It's amazing. Mm-hmm. The fact that people are there to answer the telephones and you're that person who's then decided to make a phone call, you know, that wouldn't happen if we didn't have the volunteers there to do it. So, you know, we are supremely grateful for what they do for us.
So are you doing anything special for your volunteers? I mean, I think it's just a national recognition, isn't it, where we just say thank you. I think it is for the radio, definitely. And so, I mean, I would imagine it's just a big shout out to say thank you to the volunteers across the country.
Absolutely. We do have, you know, thank you cards that we give out. Last year we gave everybody cards that had seeds inbuilt into it so they could plant them as well, so they were eco-friendly. We quite like that idea. And we normally mark it with some kind of gift or thank you or card or something like that. And obviously we also try and see if some volunteers, you know, want to sort of talk about their experiences so that we can put it out on our social media as well, so other people get an idea of what it's like.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea. So that before they decide to volunteer, they know perhaps what they're signing up for.
I think so, because actually hearing from an individual who's doing the role is really helpful, gives you much better insight. We have 3 volunteer intakes a year. So we, you know, are encouraging people to always put through an application and things like that. But I think sometimes just hearing how people do the role that they're doing and what they get out of it may help others understand, actually, that is something I want to try, and that is something I want to give a go to.
And you don't need past experience, legal experience or anything like that, do you? You just come in and learn it from scratch.
Absolutely. We have a very robust training system. We support and shadow people. They are placed with other volunteers so that they're mentored as well. Nobody is kind of put in a situation where they're handed a telephone and told to kind of get on with it. there is a lot of training that goes into it. We will also be running a sort of taster day for people as well in September if they're interested in coming along. But really, just this Volunteers Week is an opportunity for us to focus down on our volunteers and say thank you very much.
Yeah. And the Citizens Advice all across the country wouldn't survive without the volunteers that you have. So if somebody was interested in doing this, then just to go onto your website?
Yeah, go onto the website. There is a section that you can click on for volunteering. So it's citizensadvice.org.uk/East Hampshire. Or you just can pop into one of our offices And we can give you the details to make contact if you're interested, or keep an eye on our socials as well, on Facebook and on Twitter. And if there's anything that you see popping up on there and you want to comment on it, we monitor those as well.
Okay, great. Claire, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks.
Songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you.
Oh, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.